Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it's a Tip Top Tuesday from Twinkle Hello. Get yourself a hand wave, my friendly lil bro.
You're listening to Pistol Shrimps Radio. My name is Mark McConville. So happy to be here with you, podcast listeners. With me, as always, is my friend and only guy I'm looking at, Match Garchard.
Hi, it's me. I'm working on virtually no sleep, so if you were concerned that a Pistol Shrimps Radio that hasn't been on for a while isn't going to be like it was in some way, well, it is.
We are not at a basketball game, are we? Are we?
No, we're at
a... You have to tell me if we are at a basketball game.
We are at a my home game. Oh my God, there's a rat on a tree right there.
That's proof positive that we are at Matt's house.
It's got something in its mouth. Is that a rat or a mouse? I think that's a mouse.
Matt, that is a mouse.
It's a rat. It is a mouse?
It's a mouse.
Well, you guys heard it here first. You're not going to...
First guest on the show today is a mouse.
Oh, shit. That's Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I knew I didn't recognize it.
Mark, what are we doing here?
Well, folks, we have been off of the basketball court sidelines for almost a year now.
That's right.
9 months or so?
I think so.
I think October. Well,
at least because I was looking at the old files of Pistol Shrimps Radio and there's no folder for 2019, just 2018.
Yeah, it's October now. And I think the last ones we did were right around the holiday times. Didn't we do the holiday party and then that was it?
And yeah, that was October plips now.
What's that?
October plips now.
The movie?
The video game.
Can't get enough of that thing. Who knew they could get that realistic of a blood splatter with 16 bits?
I love killing an ox virtually.
Yeah, just hitting B over and over again till that ox is good and dead.
Jesus, Mark. Listen, there's a reason we're doing this, right?
Yes, we thought we might go through and look at this email account that's just been sitting dormant for a long time, pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com, see if we could answer some questions or queries or respond to some emails that we got over the last months. We haven't been doing anything.
But what's the occasion?
Well, the real occasion is that Matt and I both also met and worked on, before Pistol Shrimps, a little podcast called Super Ego.
A podcast.
A podcast. It's a podcast, really, is what I think more, that's more appropriately what it's called.
And why is that significant?
Well, we made a bunch of episodes of the podcast, and they were behind the Stitcher premium paywall, but on October 9th, 2019, they're going to be available for free everywhere you get podcasts.
Kmart, Walmart, Barks & Noble.
Any of the ARCs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Raiders of the...
iTarks.
Tarkit. Governor Tarkit.
If you're drinking along, it's Star Wars drinking game on Pistol Shrimps Radio. Go ahead and take a sip every time anyone references Star Wars. You're sure to be illegally drunk.
Wicket, Greedo, Sarlacc, Sabacc, Lando, Lobot, Probe Droid, a dollar.
I was wondering how fast you would run out.
Oh, I could go forever.
You think you could go forever with Star Wars?
Well, not forever, but pretty long. Like just naming things that without repeating?
Yes.
You want to try?
Well, I don't need to try, Matt, because I feel like the listeners might enjoy this story. Right, and it was after we did the spelling bee. Matt and I flew back to Los Angeles, and we got a ride share to his house. And you live 25 miles from the airport? I mean, it's a long ride.
Yeah, especially if there's traffic or something.
And I made some quip about who remembers what happened in the prequels. And for the entire ride home, Matt in detail told me what happens in episode one and episode two. And he was halfway through episode three when we got to my house. And it, I mean, and it was just, it's like he was reading the Wikipedia page, but he wasn't. He just did it from the top of his head.
Yeah.
So yeah, Matt, I do think you could probably go 24 straight hours making Star Wars references.
And didn't I text you the rest of episode three?
Yes, you did. You just continued on.
I'm a completist.
From a text, yeah.
But anyway, the podcast Super Ego, which also this season has a Brown Squadron sketch in it.
It does have a Star, so drink again.
Yeah. Is coming out free. Check it out. Just go to search Super Ego on any podcatcher.
Yeah, or a pod pitcher, or a pod shortstop.
Or a pod...
pod outfielder.
Baseball boy.
But we do basketball here on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Yeah.
Maybe later you can yell outside and see if Amanda will come in here and talk to us about how the actual Pistol Shrimps are doing. But that's a little teaser in the business. We're not going to bring her in yet. Or are you going to do it right now?
Marty, if when you get a sec, will you come in here? Take whenever.
Oh, we're doing it right off the top.
Yeah.
I guess it's appropriate, right? Because without the Pistol Shrimps basketball team, there would be no Pistol Shrimps radio.
Oh, yeah, we are absolutely nothing without them.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Amanda Fun Buns Lund.
Wanted to just check in and see how the Pistol Shrimps are doing.
Are you mid-season? Are you through a season? Are you? Is it over?
Oh, I got a little kiss. Get out of there.
Mark?
What?
Mark, stop. My husband's right here.
Who?
So the Pistol Shrimps are doing or going strong. So I will say last season without you guys, it was rough. And attendance not only to the games but to the team was down.
Oh.
Women were busy.
Ladies got stuff to do is what you're telling me.
2019 is a busy year for women.
But we're back, baby, and boy are we.
And how's the basketball?
The basketball's been great. You'll be shocked to learn that I've scored a basket every single one of the games this season.
Every game?
Yeah.
Incredible.
You're stepping up your game, Amanda Funbuns.
I am. Last season, I was 0 for 0. I didn't take any shots. I didn't make any shots.
Well, you can't miss the ones you don't take.
That's the way I live my life.
You can't take the ones you don't make.
Yeah. Any new additions, any farewells to the team that we want to update people on?
I'll tell you, Allie Stoltz is back.
Original
An
player.
OG Pistol Shrimp from way back. Yeah.
And thank God for that. I'll tell you, something so wonderful is that Angela Trimber's back playing b-ball this season.
Oh, come on now. Swaggy Trim dribbling on the hardwood.
That is wonderful news.
Yeah, so she's back with a vengeance.
And probably just scoring 30, 35 points a game.
That's right.
Hey, Marty, would you mind if I get out my list of Amanda-isms?
Sure.
Okay.
These
are things that I write down that Amanda says sometimes when I think you mean to say something else.
Okay.
Okay. So like last night you
Amanda, do you know about this list?
Well, I know that sometimes I'll say something and I'll take out his phone and write something down.
Because they're so good. I love them. Like, for instance, last night you meant to say, hey, batter, 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 hey, batter, batter. And you went, hey, bit of one do do.
No. I was trying to do the auctioneer thing.
Yeah, that's the better part of it.
Oh, you weren't doing baseball haranguement?
But she was doing the auctioneer, but I think she was thinking of, hey, batter, batter.
Hey, bit of one do.
Here's a good one. Instead of the actor Scoot McNairy, you say Toot McLeary.
And okay.
My favorite is you meant to say you were referencing the BTK killer, but you called him B2K, like Y2K.
Tonight's Pistol Shrimps Radio is brought to you by B2K compliant software. Make sure your computer works before and after B2K.
And that it's able to be bind, tortured, and killed.
It's the only way to compute these days.
Thanks,
Marty. Well, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad to hear the team's rolling along. Maybe Matt and I will show up courtside one day out of nowhere.
I bet we do someday.
We would love it.
I miss it, and we miss watching the games, and come on now.
Yeah.
Good job.
Bye.
Thanks, Amanda. Amanda Fun Buns Lund, our first guest on the show. Well, our second guest. The mouse was our first guest.
That's right. Well, you never know who will pop in.
Well, Matt, do you want to get into an email war?
That's why I'm here, Mark.
All right. I have not really looked at these.
Great.
So this might be a slog.
It'll be great.
This is from Crisscross Gal. And this is from December 6th, 2018.
Oh.
So this is a while ago.
This better be a Christmas email.
Dear McConville-kun and Gorley-tan, Hello, you two funny gents. I should preface this email by saying I've never written into a podcast before, or anything for that matter. So I had no idea. I had no idea how to title this or open it up. But seeing as this may be the last opportunity to get it in to Pistol Shrimps Radio, I decided I had to take the plunge and tell you guys that you're awesome. See, aren't you glad I already opened this up, Matt?
She's lovely.
I started listening about a year ago, instantly fell in love with the Spoonerisms, free throw scriptures, and insightful basketball commentary. I graduated from college a few months ago and moved to Japan right after for an English teaching job.
Wow.
I knew I wouldn't have a phone or internet for a month, as it goes in small fishing villages. So I decided to download the entire podcast backlog to get me through the lonely first 2 weeks of culture shock and not knowing where to buy coffee. Your antics, humor, and overall positive attitude ended up being a lifesaver. Aww. And I'm sad to see the Pistol Shrimps coming to a close, but I'm already looking forward to seeing what you both move on to. With friendly love, Julia Rendell.
Aw, that's P.S. very nice.
Making spoonerisms with the Japanese alphabet is interesting.
Spaking moonerisms.
If interesting, as it almost, or is interesting, as it almost always turns out to make an actual word or sentence.
Oh.
In this case, domo arigato ended up changing to the meaning, changing the meaning to you'll be back.
That's what everyone says to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You'll be back?
You'll be back.
Well, thanks, Julia. That's nice.
That's so nice, man. That warms my heart.
It's nice to be somebody's little slice of home, even if it's 10 months later.
Isn't that absurd to think that she was just living in a Japanese fishing village and listening to this shit? That, what a weird confluence of things that I never would have thought about. Like, that's never happened in life before.
Before now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was probably...
And now everyone there in that village is doing it.
Yeah, they're...
They're not even a fishing village anymore. They're a podcast listening village. That's their main...
All the, and the, just the sea is full of octopus. Because they're not pulling them out of there anymore. They're just listening to Hollywood Handbook or some shit.
Oh, that's rich.
Ain't that the truth?
We're having some fun.
That is crazy that you could just load up a device full of...
That's how it all 50, started.
50,000 hours of content.
You used to have to do it that way.
Yeah.
Back when we were doing Super Ego.
The bad old days. Super Ego, Season 5, available for free now wherever you get your podcasts.
Episode 1 already up there by the time you're hearing this. I didn't sleep last night.
Everything okay?
No, I think I got too many senses.
This is from Curtis.
Just gonna let that go, huh?
You got too many senses?
Yeah.
How many you got?
5, 6, 7 senses working overtime. Wait,
what are the 6th and 7th senses
well,
that you have?
The 6th senses, I just own the movie.
Uh-huh.
The 7th sense is sense of mia.
Oh, yeah?
No.
You getting into some legal weed out here in California?
Weagle lead.
This is from Kurt Riddle.
Oh, I'm ready.
Curtis Riddle. My name's Curtis Riddle from Houston, Texas.
Or is it really?
Is it Rurtis Kittle? I've been listening since damn near the beginning. I was sending Matt some spoonerism riddles over Twitter for a bit.
Oh, I remember those.
What do you call a garden implement to remove your undercooked T-bones off the steps?
Okay, hold on. Wait, but that's a spoonerism?
What do you call a garden implement to remove your undercooked T-bones off the steps? The answer is provided. Oh, you want me to keep reading?
Let me ask this just I understand.
Yeah.
When I figure out what that is that itself a spoonerism of a real phrase or something?
What? I don't understand your question.
Like when I, a garden implement of an undercooked, what?
Undercooked T-bone.
On the front steps of a building?
Sure.
When I figure out what that is. Is that the answer, or is then do you have to spoonerize that answer to get to the original phrase or word?
You want me to just tell you what it is?
No, I want to figure it out.
I know this is like a big thing for you.
Can you just tell me if that's the case?
I don't know how to tell you this. There's the garden implement is a big deal.
Ho.
An undercooked T-bone is a big deal.
Rare meat?
Well, what's a, that's maybe where you get it. It's the undercooked T-bone.
Rare meat? Rare beef.
Okay. Warmer.
Rare steak.
Yeah, there you go.
Stare rake. Yeah, rake.
That's it.
What?
It's a rare steak stare rake.
Oh, see, that's what I was asking. I didn't understand.
The format.
Yeah.
This is important. Curtis, good job. Steak, stare. You got it?
But But they're mixed up in his description.
They sure are. Look, since this is the last shebang, I wanted to send my thanks, tell you how much I appreciate what you've done. Please pass along the love of fans to all the Pistol Shrimps themselves. They are some spectacular gals. I'd like to send some encouragement to you guys in that there is a power in the ability to make people laugh. I think it's awesome that you could bring so many people from all over the world around a women's rec league basketball team. Never minimize the magnitude that simple silliness and absurdity can have.
That's nice.
Come on. So cheers to you guys. Please sing a few more Cloris Leachmans and say some free throw scriptures to the big man upstairs. Shout out to Freddie and Ginny, a couple of my bugs.
Me and Darwin empty doing buttercups at Lipman's lunch.
Me and Fred and Ginny feeling low about a Madman deal.
Do we still get gifts in the P.O. box?
It's been a little bit. I check it and there's nothing in there. So if you want to send something, Pistol Shrimps
Radio.
Yeah, could
you? I want to see if someone would send an anvil.
No, no one's doing that.
Why
not? Because it's already been done.
Not
someone brought still never, you an anvil.
We've still never gotten the big anvil.
You want a huge anvil
sent
to the post office box for a podcast that hasn't been out for a year.
Even better.
Sure, sure. The address is still out there, folks. If you want to send an anvil, go ahead and do it. Why not? Me and Anvil Larry making super deals at groceries, lunch.
Me and Taco Tuesday changing days when we can't wear no pants.
You ready for another email here, Matt?
I was born ready for another email
This'll
here,
This will work
Matt.
Out well because this was also sent December 7th,
Pearl
2018
Harbor Day.
At 9:59 a.m.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Dear Mark and Matt and Kubich, first of all, season's greetings from Virginia.
Sicham greetings.
Oh, good to see you, Kubich.
Good to see you.
Thanks for the years of entertainment you've provided on Pistol Shrimps Radio. I've been listening since the beginning. I'm a huge fan of all your other projects, too. Well, you'll have to get Super Ego Season 5 available for free wherever you get your podcast starting October 9th.
Do you know that that six-episode season is going to be immediately followed by three live Super Ego Forgotten Classic episodes? And then right after the Holloways turn around, the Holloways...
Josh Holloway?
Yeah. Right
Sawyer
after
from
he
Lost?
Comes and says, hey, it's Christmas and New Year's. Then comes Season 6. Both of those on Stitcher Premium use promo code SUPEREGO.
This is like an ad within a letter that's 10 months
this
old.
This is a podcast promo cast.
Yeah, I've been listening since the beginning. Huge fan of your projects. I'll miss the regular show and wish I could do more to express my gratitude for the hours of laughter you brought me. Seriously, you guys have helped me get through some tough times and helped me understand that we're all just a bunch of weird mall kids doing our best to walk around this weird mall we call life.
We're all a bunch of hard soup.
I know next week is the last regular season game. Wish I could attend. I'm heading to New York City to elope with my girlfriend, Cody. If you have any marriage tips, be glad to hear them.
Are we
too late?
By
the way, is Kubich married? I'd love to hear his marriage advice. Kubich, you got any? What are your maybe top three things you'd want to say to a young married couple, Kubich?
Never go to butch mangry.
Never, I think that's never go to bed angry.
Das.
I mean, that's pretty standard advice. What about you? Are you married, Kubich?
Yup.
Oh, what's your spouse's name?
Left me.
Oh, left me.
Yeah.
Is that a name that's common in where you're from?
Where am I from?
I don't know where you're from.
I'm French meteor.
You're from a meteor?
I'm French meteor.
You're a French median. Okay, so you're from France.
Yeah.
And so is Left Me, is that a common name in your area in France?
The Left Bank.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Champs-Élysées.
Okay. And so do you have any other advice maybe?
Happy Mife, Choppy Chive.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yas, Deech.
And anything, what about just for long-term relationship stuff? Any?
I don't know, never been there.
Oh, you never been there.
Excuse my English.
You're welcome. That's Kubich on the show, folks. You guys are the best. Good luck to you. Happy New Year. Go Shrimps. Love, Matt Brodus. There you go. That's nice, isn't it?
That's like he's the bro of the United States.
Yes.
Brodus.
So now some of these I think I read already.
Okay.
Like this one's about a lady from Samoa.
Once was a lady from Samoa. With arms so good they could boa constrictor you. Hi, I'm half Limerick Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, my friend who is there. You gave me my but a scare. How are you?
And is there more?
No, I'm a half Limerick Jim.
You're half Limerick Jim?
Half Limerick Jim.
Okay, I thought you said half Limerick Jim.
No, I never said such a thing. Ah, what a dumb ding-a-ling. I went to the store.
Is there any more?
Please don't rhyme.
What? What?
I'm only a half Limerick.
Understood. Okay, Pat Harris wrote to us on December 9th. I'm laughing at when these were sent.
Pat Paris.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Sad to see you go. Not sure if you'll read this. I had to tell you something put my soul at ease. A while back, about a year ago, I can't remember which episode exactly, Matt started mindlessly singing the refrain from a classic rock tune, as he's wont to do, but in doing so, inadvertently coined one of my favorite opposites from the show so far. I think some typically inane rambling had led to the words vinegar and boy being put together. An impossible phrase which Matt's terminally opposite mind had already pre-encoded for my proxy as Cinnamon Girl, which led him to spontaneously sing the melody to the Neil Young song of that name, but with the wrong words. You were both distracted by gameplay before either of you could pick up the moment or pure opposite goal that occurred, but I was here on the other end pissing myself, I hope not, laughing and singing the song to myself, wishing you knew. Still find myself singing, I want to live with a vinegar boy. With a vinegar boy. I could be happy the rest of my life with a vinegar boy.
With a vinegar boy.
Cracking up more often than I'd like to admit. Thanks for all the small joys and lifetime supply of in-jokes that no one else in my life thinks are funny.
Thanks for all the jol smoys.
Cheers from Australia, Pat.
Here's from Chaustralia.
Now, sharp-eared listeners will know that I did a church musical once called Vinegar Boy. And someone mailed us a vinyl copy of the soundtrack from Vinegar Boy.
I don't remember this.
You don't remember this?
No.
Oh, when I was a kid, our church would do plays and drama. And
what the hell is Vinegar Boy?
Vinegar Boy is the kid, when Christ was on the cross, a kid would
put
a sponge with vinegar in his wounds.
Just to make him hurt?
He was tending to the wounds. I don't remember.
I think he's
this.
With the Romans and he's torturing them.
It probably
confess,
is. That.
Confess.
And in the play, this is the thing I remember is we did all these rehearsals, and in the play, the kid had a birthmark.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, oh, whatever. I played the lead role of Vinegar
you
Boy.
You were Vinegar
I
Boy?
I was Vinegar Boy.
Holy shit, Mark.
Yeah.
This is not on your resume. I've seen your resume.
Mount Zion Lutheran Churches, Mark McConville in Vinegar Boy. Vinegar Boy 2, Vinegar Man.
Vinegar Boy 3.
What I didn't...
And Vinegar Man 2, Vinegar Grandpa.
What I didn't understand was that when they said the kid had a birthmark, that it meant just like a purple face covering
birthmark. Oh, because Bible birthmark's probably pretty serious.
So when I did the play, I didn't realize that there would be makeup, and I got really mad.
Because
I had this big purple splotch, and I just thought, well,
I bet you look like Rorschach.
I probably did.
Do you have any pictures of you as Vinegar Boy?
My mom probably has a picture of it.
I'd love to see one.
Gosh, you know what, though? They just moved in the last year, and my mom, I think, threw away a bunch of shit.
She threw away Vinegar Boy?
I hope so.
Vinegar Boy.
I don't remember any of the songs, but they're out there. If you want to look up the soundtrack to Vinegar Boy, it's very popular in the Philippines.
I'm not quite wine, and I'm not quite water. I'm
Vinegar Boy.
Not Vinegar Daughter.
Let's see here. We got another one from Luke Cole.
Kookalol.
All right. Bebopalula, my bugs. Wanted to bid you milk drinkers a fond farewell for all the dicking around you do on the podcast. I admire that you always do it with kind hearts and quick wits.
And coronets.
That goes double for your coverage of the spelling bee. I feel so fortunate to have met you atop the Watergate last summer.
Oh, yeah.
My partner Kat and I agree it was one of the most fun nights we've had by the while living in D.C. And by golly, what a hangover. That night, Matt named my beard Chambi and made me complete. Us and Mark and Matty doing whiskey gulps on Nixon's roof. Proud of you, bugs, from Luke. That's pretty great, Luke. Thank you.
Thanks,
Luke.
There's
some pictures of you just hugging Luke there on the roof.
I remember those guys. Yeah,
that was real fun to do the spelling bee.
You know, pound for pound, Pistol Shrimp's listeners are special people.
Yeah, no shit.
I don't know. They just are kind.
They're just looking to kill an hour with two goofballs who are spouting out stuff.
If I had one note, it's why do you listen to us? You've already got everything else.
Yeah. Wait.
Why ruin it by listening to us? You know?
You're saying they have the spirit.
Yeah, they're good, kind, happy, seemingly happy, nice, fulfilled people. What are they doing listening to us?
Do you think they're just not having conversations with each other?
Maybe. Should we do a Pistol Shrimps dating app podcast? Pistol Shrimps matchmaker.
Uh-huh.
Pistol Shrimps pair.
Sell it to me.
Pairing. Pistol Shrimps date night.
Pistol Shrimps mate for life.
Pistol Shrimps E True Harmony.
Okay, and then what happens on Pistol Shrimps E
People
True Harmony?
People send in their profiles.
Okay, so what are we getting there? A pic?
We should get a picture, and that's less important, but
yeah.
Maybe we have a questionnaire we fill out.
Okay.
And some basic stats.
Uh-huh.
And it has to all be Major League Baseball stats.
Yeah, so ERA, WHIP, all of that stuff.
Yeah. No, but they send in their deets.
Uh-huh.
We pair them.
Okay.
And they go out on a date, and then they send in separately whether or not they'd go out with the other person, and we reveal it on the show or something. I'm still working this out, but I'm liking where this is going.
I'm liking where it's going too.
This might eclipse our other idea we had.
I'm going to tell you, like, I guess I did a match make one couple that's married, and now
I've made a couple.
But my advice is always just, go for it. You two should just get together. Why are you?
Yeah, but some people want to meet like-minded, like they wouldn't otherwise meet each other.
That's true. So you're saying the love of free throw scriptures and Cloris Leachmaning and Dire Straits.
That's a unique trait.
That if you like that, you're
got
made
something
to last.
To talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Bonnie Raitt something to talk about.
Think about it. They're going to get together on their first date and be talking about us. And then inevitably, a couple of them are going to go do it and keep talking about us.
Yeah.
In bed.
And inevitably, what they're going to be doing is just kind of doing their own Cloris Leachman stuff or doing some free throw scripture. And as you and I both know, eventually that peters up and you have to just bone.
And then you have to end it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I'm saying they're going to be boning and talking about us.
Oh, they're going to be doing free throw scriptures in the sack?
Yeah.
That's what you think is going to happen.
They're going to do free throw strip
chores.
Chores?
Chores? Oh, let me wash your sink in the blood of Lazarus 22:13. It was then that the mountain rhinoceros leader walked down to Marble Factory Man and said, "You're no longer allowed to do business without a prohibitive amount of tariffs."
I believe it was Mustachio Part 12, Leonard Part 6, who said, "The ladies' room has a tabernacle problem. And everybody's evident in that they have their own existence and also copies of the movie Existence," the Bible says.
Here's one from Paul Gogren.
Gall Pogren. He's
again,
French.
I don't know what's in here. I haven't read these, but it's again, they're almost a year old. Oh, hi, Mark and Matt. My name is Paul, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. My buddy Andrew and I have been big old fans of both of yours for a long time. We listen regularly together at work. What's your boss got to say about that? I guess it depends on what you do. Are you guys cops on a stakeout?
I'm still thinking of this dating thing.
It's just the two cops in the front seat listening to Pistol Shrimps Radio together. So Paul's a cop in Boston. Got it.
Maybe it's not a dating thing. We just hook up friends.
It's connections.
Yeah. Like, just, you could be like pen pals. That's another thing that's a bygone thing. You could either be pen pals and each week you send each other some little gift in the mail.
Yeah.
It's like a little gift exchange. A one-time gift exchange. We set up one-time gift exchanges. You send in your interests and we pair you up with people.
But is it an Ouroboros of gift giving around the loop?
No, you have to build a pyramid scheme. So that
it sounds like a pyramid scheme.
Anybody that sends a gift has to send one to us.
Oh, we get one as well?
Yeah, but it has to be money.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And then the gift goes to the next person, and that person has to find five friends to send us money and gifts to five more people.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Pyramid Shrimps Radio.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Sorry, we're back in the car with these undercover Boston cops who are listening to Pistol Shrimps Radio at work.
Undercover boss, ton cops.
Yeah.
Okay, so hear me out.
I'm listening.
Okay. This is a squad of cops that are huge. They each weigh a ton.
They're really big, overweight.
Yeah.
Are they overweight, though, or are they so tall?
They're just giants.
So they're non-obese giants. They're physically fit giants who weigh a ton.
They weigh 1 ton each, and there's a bunch of cops on the squad.
So, and they're undercover cops?
No. They're just regular cops.
They're ton but their cops.
Boss, the chief, goes on undercover boss.
Okay. So he's wearing big old glasses and a fake mustache.
Yeah, and like his like street blues, his police, you know, he's not in a suit and tie. He's on the stakeout as one of the beat cops.
Oh yeah, he's running the radio or some shit. Yeah,
and he's on undercover boss ton cops.
Okay.
So do you see?
I think I got it. apparently two other people wrote us from Boston and said that they were coworkers who listened at work. So maybe it was some regular cops and then some ton cops, both from Boston. Yeah. Anyway, I have a couple things I'd like to address with you both.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
First of all, shame on you for ending the show.
Too late.
I would have you know that for a great many years, I was unswayed by dozens of podcasts proposed to be my friends for my enjoyment, including Super Ego. Don't worry, I'm on board now. Season 5 available.
Yeah, tonight.
October 9th.
Today.
Yeah, you can get it. Tonight. Just go find it.
Search Super Ego.
It was not until the premise of Pistol Shrimps Radio was brought to my attention that I made the leap, and after all these seasons, I firmly assert that it is the peak of podcasting and nothing can ever top it.
I agree.
You hear that, My Favorite Murder?
You hear that, The Daily?
You hear that, whatever that one show is that's super popular? Secondly, I may not get another chance to contribute anything to the Mighty Pistol Shrimps Radio lexicon, mythology, whatever. So now I have to submit a choice song to get stuck in Matt's head and hopefully be sung into oblivion at the listener's expense. It's an old favorite of mine, and I don't have many friends who haven't been sick of hearing it for years now. Tired of Toeing the Line by Rocky Burnett. Do you know it?
No.
There's a link. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Can I just play it through my computer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. It's probably going to be an ad.
Wait,
right?
I know it. Tired of towing the line.
Well, can I tell you this?
I got myself a sister and wine. She's drunk because I drink her and thunk because I think her. And it turns out she's not my sister. She's mine.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, that's it. Tired of Towing the Line by Rocky Burnett. Paul, you sent a link and it says this video is no longer available because the YouTube account associated with this video has been terminated.
I thought this link is no longer available because this podcast you're listening to is done.
Thanks for the funny shit. I got high hopes for whatever next projects you brew up are. Go screw. Love, Paul.
Go screw.
Remember Go Screw, Matt?
I never not did forget it. Go screw.
I feel like maybe we put out a call that said, if you're going to write in, this is the time. Because we just have a glut of, this is it. Thanks a lot. This is Isaac Rooks.
Isaac Ooks.
That sounds like a Star Wars thing, doesn't it?
No, drink.
Please go see Jedi Isaac Ooks. Hey, Mark and Matt, with the regular Pistol Shrimps broadcast sending, I felt it was important to express my intense gratitude for the service you two have provided and will continue to provide in your many endeavors. Handling LA traffic will be a lot more difficult without you two, and these are shrimps. This email is a weak substitute for the garbage bag full of Sour Patch Kids that y'all deserve. But know that everything you do is much appreciated. Godspeed. Tonight you are Nantucket bound, Isaac.
Aww,
God
nice.
Bless you. This is a real short one, too. Rose writes in and says, just an Ohio girl living in Shanghai, China here. Jeez. And a years-long fan of the entertaining things you do. Thanks for the brilliance and the laughs. Matt and Mark, don't feel sorry for me as I intend to start over from episode one as soon as this friggin' spectacular season ends. Scrow goo.
Oh, yeah.
That's from Rose. Me and Porkchop Bobby slicing bamboo down at Boo Boo's Barn.
I've been to Boo Boo's Barn.
You think you have?
I don't know.
All right. This guy says we should go do the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. I'd like to be in it.
You'd like to write one.
Yeah.
You still trying to write a crossword?
I'm going to this Christmas when I take some time off.
Do you know what a steamy pile of horse shit is? I play the Will Shorts puzzle every Sunday, and I pretty much figure it out. I'm probably 80% on it. Submit. The guy's never called me.
What do you mean?
Lulu Garcia Navarro never calls me up.
Oh, you're talking about the NPR one?
Yeah.
Oh, the Sunday I find those puzzle. Ones fairly tough.
What?
The audio ones, not the crossword.
The
puzzle.
Audio ones, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have time to write things down anymore. No. I can only do audio things.
Yeah.
But Will Shorts, man, that puzzle that he does on Sundays is always a delight.
Shill warts.
It's like a
will you go down to the market and shill some warts?
Do we have to?
Yes, kids.
Come on, Dad.
This is a wart-based income.
Dad.
Mom.
The other kids are going to make fun of me.
They should. You're weird. Do you ever do the word jumble in the business section of the LA Times?
I do like a word jumble.
Yeah.
But I haven't been doing it. You get the paper on the daily.
Yeah.
You get the daily paper.
We used to get hard copy papers of the New York Times and the LA Times because I was looking for this arbitrary goal I set, crosswords for the New York Times, and I finally got it. So we stopped that. I get that digitally, but we read the New York or the LA Times every morning. Amanda and I have coffee and read the paper.
Sunday, every day you do that?
Every day.
Whew.
Most every day. Like if yeah. there's one day where one of us has to be up and off to work right away or something.
It's a good habit.
Margot sits on my lap. And she has an automatic feeder that goes off three times from 5:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And I had to set a reminder for the 9:30 one because that's usually when I'm out having coffee and she's on my lap. Because if it goes off when she's on my lap, she will dig her claws so hard into
oh, me for
to,
the food
to
jump.
Leap off me.
Yeah.
And it is shocking and frightening and so painful that I literally have my phone goes, Margot attacks.
Margot attacks.
9:30 every morning.
I love Jack Nicholson.
Nack Jickelson.
This is Pox Holiday, a longtime listener to the show.
Jill Dimel daughter.
Wait, what? Oh, Jack Nicholson. Got it. Who's I thought this? You were doing Pox Holiday.
Hox Holiday.
This guy was sick back in December, and he
hope you feel better.
He said he could blame it on Zoids, but they're expensive. He was looking to send us some Zoids, I think, and did the research and went, what? These are so expensive.
Any sentence with Zoids is funny. Like, what happened to you? I was trying to send some Zoids.
Hey, man, I heard you were going to ask Abigail out for prom, but rumor has it she's got a case of the Zoids.
So bad she can't sit down sometimes.
Nick Commando.
Kick no man do. Punch him if you can.
I'm hoping beyond hope I got the weeks right and I've not missed the last regular installment of Pistol Shrimps Radio. Well, you didn't miss it, but we didn't read it. And you both are able to read it, whether that is on the show or otherwise. The weekly silliness will be sorely missed. I'd like to thank you both for the weeks of hilarity over Rec League basketball. As a sports fan, this is the only basketball-related thing I have ever consistently listened to, which makes me feel both great and strange all at once. I'll miss the episodes popping up in my Stitcher Premium feed each week. I would also like to thank you for the wonderful Super Ego Forgotten Classics performance from the Bell House a few short weeks ago.
That
would
have been The Stand, huh?
Yeah, that would have been Stephen King's The Stand. That's, is that available for people to hear?
It's coming out.
Uh-huh.
after the 6-episode run of season 5, which is available today, search Superego, then go on over to Stitcher Premium, because following that 6-week episode release of season 5 comes 3 episodes of live Forgotten Classics on Stitcher Premium. Use promo code Superego.
It was hysterical, and my fiance, who does not like the recorded ones, somehow thoroughly enjoyed it as well. Well, your fiance's got issues.
It also seems...
Don't need to put that in the email. Finally, I'd like to part with an apology and a request. First, I'm sorry if anyone was offended when I requested to have you all sign Paul's face after the Sunday Super Ego show.
I don't remember that.
I didn't realize you would all have silver Sharpies because I'm a dumb face. Oh, on the posters. We had signed some posters at our show at the Bell House in New York.
Silver.
I bought the poster
sharp.
You guys had and plan to frame both. I think if you think that apology was stupid, you're probably right. I felt bad. Second and finally, I'd like to make a request. I'd love to hear Kubich and Colonel Simpson from the Red Badge of Courage episode of Forgotten Classics call some action together. Well, that would require me to remember what Colonel Simpson sounds like.
Was he the drill instructor guy?
He might have been. Well, look, Nick, I don't think that's going to happen, to be honest with you, because we still have about 40 emails left.
And we're mad at you for making us sign Paul's face.
And your fiance sounds like she's got a real case of Zoids.
Yeah. Why don't you get her some antibiactroids?
Lynn Weiberg says, hi from Salt Lake City. Just wanted to say congratulations on a wonderful podcast. Thanks for the laughs. I'll keep you in mind as I read my nightly free throw scriptures, yours... Trors Yearly, Lynn Weiberg.
And Pessimo the Darbali came down from Ho Chi Minh Mountain Flats and went to the Dark Boy theme park only to find that the Happy Dashers were making hat tricks out of tat tricks.
Kilch, the middle child, was down at the river washing dishes for the animals when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a lightning bolt man showed up with a suitcase full of lifts.
Shazam?
Starring Zachary Levi?
He chews gum and uses his phone at the same time.
This guy, Robert Krause, has no need to read this on air. Yeah, all right. Oh, we got a Marty.
Visitor.
I need my hard drive.
What a celebration.
Don't mind me.
I need my hard drive.
I love my hard drive. It's my favorite.
From the makers of Soft Walk.
I really do love my hard drive.
I'm glad.
Bye.
Matt.
Bye.
Yeah.
This one we gotta read.
This one I gotta hear.
Hi, ooh, Mark and Matt. Yeah. What's that? How we doing? Everything's good? We're still recording all of this?
I don't know.
No way to know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all these years calling every important piece of basketball action when These Are Shrimps take the field. My job requires long hours in the car, and Pistol Shrimps Radio helps me pass the time in traffic by laughing so hard I can't even sit down sometimes. A problem when one is driving. Mark, a few years ago, we ran into each other at the FYF Fest while I was wearing a Pistol Shrimps Maboogie t-shirt and my lovely girlfriend, that my lovely girlfriend gifted me. You and Christina were so generous with your time, seeing you as the highlight of the festival. Goddamn right it was.
Nice.
Right up there with Missy Elliott, at least. We actually shook hands with Missy Elliott during the concert.
Really?
We were right down on the rails. Anyway, I still look at this photo when I'm having a rough day. It brings a smile to my face. There we are at the festival, Matt.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah. I saw the boogie shirt and I had to go over.
That's great.
Yeah, wear one of those.
What
I'm going to come talk to you.
What if you went over and you're like, nice shirt. And the guy's like,
what do you want?
All right.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to me, weird man?
Yeah. Are you interested in buying these illegal drugs?
I'm Mark McConville from Pistol Shrimps Radio.
I'm a drug dealer.
Yeah, I don't listen to the show. I buy its shirts.
Yeah.
I'm a podcast shirt collector. I don't listen to them.
Where do you stand? We'll put this letter on pause. Where do you stand on, this is a big junior high school thing, on, for instance, a Hard Rock Cafe Cancun shirt when you didn't go? Maybe your parents went on vacation. They got you a Jacksonville Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt, or they went and saw
I think as a
John Cougar Mellencamp
student,
and they bought you a t-shirt at the concert even though you didn't go.
If you're, as a junior high student, you are a fraud if you didn't go do those things.
So that was a thing.
You had to pay your own way, plan the trip.
Yeah.
Go by yourself.
Right.
Maybe meet and enjoy an attractive paramour.
Yep.
buy some t-shirts
yeah.
and come back to school and say, yeah, I saw John Mooger Kellen Camp down in Blackwater Bay.
Yeah, and I got a t-shirt about it, and this is my fiance Pamela.
She's 40. I'm 12.
I look forward to the future of Super Ego. Oh!
Oh! Is there a future?
You mean the future is now?
Yeah.
Other millions of projects you have planned hopefully involve squibbing. You got any squibbing projects looking forward? Probably not.
No, but I did do a project recently where I got super bloody.
Can't talk about it, but we'll figure it out.
I don't know.
I've also sent along a care package of some Stone Brewing. Oh, we never got that. That never, if that came, we never got it.
What is it? Like a bottle of beer?
Maybe. It won't be there in time for the game. You can get your own very own barley pops with each other this time around. Maybe he was sending like a gift card, but I don't think that ever showed up. Look, forget about it. Matt. That's from Alec in San Diego. P.S. Matt. Did you ever work slash volunteer at the Peninsula High School Theater Department in the late 90s, early 2000s? My sister swears by it.
What's his last name?
Goldberg. Alec Goldberg. Alec Z. Goldberg.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I was a set designer there for years.
Asked and answered.
Goldberg.
I think Alec Goldberg just didn't believe.
I feel like I remember that last name.
Well, that's what he looks like. He's got a big... long blonde hair and a beard, but he's from San Diego.
Well, he could have moved.
Yeah, maybe he didn't go there, but his sister did.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm wondering how they landed on this.
Yeah.
Now, this is just a heart warmer from Alan McRae Jr. My boogies. The last couple of years, you two and the girls have gotten me through some tumultuous shit. Tumultuous shit on TBS.
Tumultuous tit.
Starring Rashida Jones.
TBS After Dark. And Sharita... Jashida Shrones. Just eat a Shrones, will you?
The guy had a bad breakup. We've got an earth-shattering nightmare of putting a 16-year-old cat down.
Oh.
And then flying on a plane for the first time, which mortified me beyond compare. I've always had your ridiculous nonsense to pick up and put in my ear holes to help me laugh through it, and I'll be grateful for it forever. You have no idea. From the bottom of a Southern boogie's heart all the way over here in Atlanta, I thank you both. Thank you both so much. I love you. Gonna miss you. Now I'm emotional. So go out there on that court side and talk the most nonsensical bullshit you've ever bullshit and make us all proud. Go Shrimps!
Oh, that's nice.
It's nice to know.
I miss contact with these people.
Some of the podcasts that I listen to have given me some of that too.
Yeah.
Just comfort in some times where you just need a little something to get you through.
Certainly.
Oh.
Did I win?
This is like an old loose end that needs to get tightened up. Remember Jish? J-S-H.
Is this the guy who would have a girl that wouldn't listen or would and he'd play it at night? Us doing prayers to her.
I'll read it to you here. Okay. This is JSH here. A while ago, I asked some advice about dating a new girl and if she would like Pistol Shrimps Radio. Matt said, marry that woman when I said she wouldn't even think about listening to an episode. Well, me and Sarah have been together for a year and 7 months now.
Wow.
She might have gotten to season 3 so far. While Pistol Shrimps Radio may be ending, it is still early for Sarah. You wanted her to send a few things when she gets to that episode if we're still together, like vinegar-soaked $2 bills and a signed copy of Gordon by Bare Naked Ladies. Keep that P.O. box open. It may take 5 years, but you should have 50 vinegar-soaked $2 bills headed your way. I intend to take Matt's advice.
Wait, what about the signed copy of Gordon?
Yeah, I don't know.
And I want every single past and present Bare Naked Lady to sign that thing. The Brothers Creed.
You didn't say who had to sign it.
It said, they get to sign
it? He can sign it.
No, it was implied that it's every member that's ever been in the Bare Naked Lady.
Past, present, and future?
Yeah.
So we're talking
just past and present.
Stephen Page, Ed Robinson, Ziggy Titch,
Bo Weevil Baby,
Reginald the Whistler.
Well, there was this one guy, Ramirez.
Geech, the Sanskrit kid.
Lip Favor, the Don't Ask Me for Another One guy.
Triple Book Babby.
Removable Jaw Steve, you just won't believe.
Allergic to music and starts on fire whenever he hears it, Johnson.
Sideshow Tammy, front show Bill, and back show Bobby. The guy's a bit slobby.
The living chair.
A guy whose lips have been ironed.
Garch, the guy who used to be named Gary, but then he had a part of his lip stapled together and can't make the sounds anymore, so he had to change his name to a thing he could say.
That one guy who lives in a pool.
Blade.
And Glass Face.
So if you get all those on there, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's probably going to be easier to just write those on there than to get the actual Bare Naked Ladies.
Thanks for all the good times of being nice to my lady and myself. Anytime I wear my Pistol Shrimp shirt, I think of the vinegar saga and wonder why it smelled like vinegar. This is the guy who sent us a thing. It smelled like vinegar really bad.
What did he send us?
He sent us a t-shirt and it just reeked of vinegar somehow,
some way. Is that the same episode as Vinegar Boy?
I doubt it, but we had a real vinegar through line here.
But also, yeah, Cinnamon, the song... And the part you played and a vinegar shirt? What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh my God, it's a vinegar syndrome. Do you know that's a company that makes DVDs and Blu-rays?
TVDs?
Yeah. Digital Diviobiscs.
This is from Jay Ferguson. I'm only going to say whatever every other follower of the Shrimps Church of Bullshit has already said. Thanks for the dumb laughs. My 13-year-old daughter and I laughed together over the antics of T-Braid and Cloris Leachman, which led us to following Mark's tips on Instagram and seeing Super Ego at the Bell House twice.
Oh, nice.
My weird mall kid gave you all the drawing with Mark as a basketball at the last show. Oh, yeah. Can't wait to hear what comes next and go screw Josh in NYC. Bringing your 13-year-old to a Super Ego show is either... real great or misdemeanor child abuse.
Baller move.
Yeah, because your kid's going to get exposed to some stuff.
I miss...
But nothing terrible.
Sexy ref.
Yeah. How do you think T-Braid's doing?
I think he's the same.
Yeah, I wonder what would be different. You think there's any new refs?
X-Braid.
This is a guy who says, this is from David Spaulding, would you guys consider doing an end-of-year, end-of-show mailbag to get caught up on your packages and emails?
Is this how you got the idea?
No, but that's... Whoa, vinegar. This is great. Good job, David Spaulding. I'm just going to scan through these guys. Dustin Kreft wrote into the show. You got anything you want to say about him?
Krustin Deft.
Thought about it. Thought about sending a message. Here it is. Wanted to say I've recently been through the absolute worst trauma of my life. Oh no. My God.
What are we doing that... Are we causing these people to go through such pain?
No, but Matt, he lost his son. The first thing that made him laugh out loud was this podcast. I want you to know that this show has truly been a real impact on my life. I have not read that. This is the first time I'm reading this.
I'm going to
cry right now.
I am too, because I almost cried when my cat got on my lap today. I've had yeah. such a long day. Nothing bad happened. I wasn't right today. And now I hear that and my heart goes out.
Dustin. We should just do a personalized Dustin Kreft Pistol Shrimps podcast that we just send directly to him.
I'd do that.
Dustin.
If you're listening to this, Dustin, get
email
in touch
the show,
with us.
pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com.
And let us know if there's anything we can do. I mean, we're just two
goonbags.
Idiots. But that, I feel for you.
It
so
sounds
much.
So cliche, but it's why you do a thing like this, because it's.
Please
gives
let us
meaning.
Know you're okay.
Oh,
and we will be thinking of you.
Well, how do you get away from that, Matt?
Well,
how
you,
do
you don't. You just. That's life, and that's someone who, has been through something I can't possibly imagine, but would love to help in any small way. And I'm glad that he emailed, and I'm glad that we saw it.
Yeah, I am too, because that one. That's way overdue, reading that one.
Yeah, we're sorry it took us this long to get back to you, and I hope that somehow this dumb podcast finds its way to you now, because time has passed, and we are your friends.
We got... This guy invited us to a Games Done Quick video game speedrunning event. Missed that.
Wait, what?
This guy, Justin J., asked if we wanted to go and do an episode of... There's a video game speed running event.
So you run and play games at the same time?
I think you try to beat video games as fast as you can.
There's no actual running.
No, you're probably sitting down. and drinking Mountain Dew Code Blue.
Not interested.
Why aren't there more codes? Code Red, I get it. Right? It's an extreme.
Yeah.
There's no Code Orange? Mountain Dew's already green, so you're not going to get a Code Green.
But are you talking about just strictly Mountain Dew drinks?
Yeah, they should do more flavors.
What do they have that's a code?
Code Red.
There's a Mountain Dew Code Red?
You're not aware of this?
And that's the one that's like turbo caffeine?
Yeah, it's like mega Mountain Dew.
It's their answer to Red Bull.
It might be illegal. Like they may have pulled it from shelves.
Four Loko.
Yeah, I don't think there's any alcohol in it. But there should be, because Mountain Dew is code for hooch.
Right.
In the old times.
Code for cooch. Please hold for cooch.
Holding.
Cooch will see you now.
Hey.
Hello.
I had an appointment.
Yeah, I know. I keep my own books.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk to you about these TVDs that I'm selling.
Okay, I'm.
Do you watch anything at home? Do you watch
programs? I do.
And what would you say is the quality of picture that you're watching?
It's far. It's my neighbor's window.
Oh, you're watching. Okay. Yeah. So if you purchase these TVDs, you can watch them in very high quality.
Well, it's all moot unless they decide to watch them.
Oh, so you're not going
to. Could you get to talk to them?
How far away is it, do you think?
About four blocks.
You're looking at a television four blocks away.
Yeah.
Can you hear what's on the television?
No, but I can imagine.
Okay, so is there anything they were watching recently that you liked?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what was it?
The Love Boat.
They were watching The Love Boat, yeah. And how do you think that the scenes were?
I hate you. I hate you. I'm full of hate. But this is The Love Boat. It is? Thank you. You've changed me. I'm Isaac.
That's how you think the show, The Love Boat.
Isaac is the captain.
Uh-huh.
Doctor is the gopher.
Okay.
Julie is the Vicky.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
I have to go. I'm selling TVDs, and it sounds like you're not really my target sales
group. Oh, I could come with you.
Yeah, why don't you?
Okay.
Come on.
Do you mind if I ride on top of your car?
That's the only way I wish you...
Could I ride below with my belt like in Cape Fear?
I wish you'd ride on top like Vacation.
Imogene Coca.
Liam Isaacson, thanks for the podcast. You're funny. I'm from Australia.
Liam Isaacson?
I think he mailed us some stuff. He did. He said if the P.O. Box is active, I can still send some Aussie snacks for non-basketball needs. He's also listening to Downeaster Alexa on Spotify, but I don't know why. Now, Matt, this one is from September 7th of this year.
Whoa, are we getting close? Do you think we'll make it through all the emails?
I think we have. Though it says, my computer says there are 5 unread emails. I'll have to search for those. I doubt you even checked this email, but I felt inclined to write. Just wanted to say I missed the podcast. Hope is all well with you.
Piss the modcast.
And I hope you start a comeback soon. That's from Alec.
Thank you, Alec.
All right. Wait a minute. Okay. A couple more, and then we're going to be all done.
Okay.
And then we're going to go on to listening to Super Ego Season 5.
Out available tonight.
For free on wherever podcasts happen for you. It's from Russell Sperberg. You guys, just coaster belly?
Prussel Serberg.
Mark and Matt, thank you for the gospel of shrimps and for letting the world see what it's like for two grown men to go slowly insane for an hour every week. A couple years back, my boogie Emily enlisted you to wish me a happy Thanksgiving. You told me some nonsense about a Quonset hut and a waitress named Crandy, and it was the best Thanksgiving ever. I was wondering if I could shamelessly use you to return the favor. For the past few months, I've been recovering from back surgery.
Wow.
I wouldn't have been able to make it through without Emily by my side. She's the most supportive boogie a guy could ask for. She's also an amazing theater director. Do you think Kubich would be willing to read her some scripture? Thanks again. It's in the way that you use it, Russell.
Hello, Amelis. So I open up my hymnals to Pakalusius, Berskeche, Dolocho, and the gamblies come down from the Kuchilav to Gbajida la Bunga Kalakasha, Salatanga. salad.
There you go. I hope that does it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right. Duncan Allen Burns. Toodaloo, you groovy droogs. Thanks for spoonerizing and poonercizing to the past several decades. Decades? Well, I guess maybe. Did you know we only have 3 months left in this decade?
Whoa.
Pretty crazy.
I was not counting on that.
That's a real dick twister, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Detective Dick Twister. I'm a ton cop.
Do you know that when...
I weigh one ton.
At Boston.
But I'm really fat. I'm not a giant.
Oh.
I just have a problem eating too much food, and then I don't exercise. And I've gained a lot of weight, and I weigh 1,000. I weigh 2,000 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah. It's gotten really bad.
I'm sorry.
I can't do my job.
Do you know that when we do Super Ego in January next year, that will have been 3 decades of Super Ego?
Oh, technically, buddy.
14 years.
Yeah.
But spanning 3 decades.
How does it span 3 decades?
2006.
Oh, 2006. 2010s
to 2020. Yeah, the 20s.
Oh, boy. I want to say hello to the Bifter. What the hell is this?
I want to say hello.
Toodaloo. To the okay. See you both on the other side. Mark, you're my birthday twin. Oh, happy birthday coming up. Matt, I've heard you also have a birthday. I want to say hello to the Bifter, who told me about the shrimps in season one. Love always, the Bifter. P.S. If you boys ever want free delicious coffee or free delicious beer, just ask any one of the Bifters any old time. I don't know what that means.
That sounded like a coded secret agent message. They're using us. We just started a revolution somewhere.
It's true. I think that's going to be it, Matt. We don't have, there's maybe one other one here. Adam Nelson wants you to know that Montana is roughly the size of Germany. I mean, there's more to it, but
I hope that's all he wrote.
No, there's more. It's a lot of the same stuff.
Manhattan's the size of
Germany. He listened to the shrimps on a road trip through 19 of the United States.
Whoa, that's most of them.
Yeah, he stretched it from the east to the west coast. Thanks for making this stupid show.
Wow, how nice.
That's Adam. All right.
Well, Mark?
Well, the one other thing that I wanted to bring up, Matt, is that I'd have a whole envelope full of gift cards at home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, most of the stuff, one of the things, now that we've had some time and distance from this bad boy.
Yeah.
That I have marveled at is that people send letters. I mean, these emails are awesome.
Yeah.
People will handwrite letters. People will send ridiculous gifts. And then people have sent food coupon things and gift cards. We have In-N-Out to eat.
Why aren't we going to the...
We have Boston Market.
Like today we were out at lunch. Why didn't you bring those?
I just don't ever remember. But they're actually like... Where I do my work and my computer, I have a little file cabinet thing, and they're in there.
You should keep them in your car.
Then I'll just eat them, and I'll feel bad because I don't want you to miss out.
You're going to eat the gift cards?
Yes.
That's cutting out the middleman.
You're goddamn right. Anyway, there's a lot of food to be eaten, plus about $500 worth of donuts because some crazy person sent us a really big Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
So thanks to everyone for sending that stuff. Listening to this thing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's a trip to go back to this thing and hear all this stuff.
Yeah.
People going through hard times and road trips and being away from home and this being a little slice of that. It's just so heartwarming.
The one thing that gives me solace is these emails about people going through hard times. And of course, that nice man that had a tragedy happen, that maybe some time has passed.
Well, I know some time has passed. Well, these are old emails.
Good point. Some time has passed. And that we hope in whatever small way possible that you are feeling better, and that thank you for writing, because that I think is very touching, and we feel for you.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, how long have we been doing this here, Matt?
1 hour and 2 American minutes.
That's roughly the length of a Pistol Shrimps game.
It's perfect.
That's incredible.
You listeners better stay subscribed or we will find you and wherever you live, we will add a room on if you don't.
That's right.
If you don't listen.
But we didn't say what kind of room.
Right.
And when you find out what kind of room it is, I mean, let's just say it is going to be spacious.
Yeah, but it might not be good.
Okay.
So don't unsubscribe. Yeah. Because it could be, what would be a bad room? Like the room from the movie Room.
But it'll be on your house. It won't be some separate back house with an intricate series of locks and soundproofing.
Or
it'll
a room from the movie The Room.
Yeah.
Not both Room and The Room.
Yeah, it'll be a rooftop, but on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to throw a football real weird.
A romper room?
Yeah, you might get a romper room. But
a panic room?
Yeah. Any number of these.
A war room?
We're just going to show up and start building. Do we need permits? No. Do we need materials? No. We're just going to start work on your house, and then you're going to have an additional room. And it's yours to keep. There's no obligation. If you unsubscribe.
Act now. Don't unsubscribe or else you'll get a room.
God, we're really giving people incentive to unsubscribe.
Get a room. Unsubscribe.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.